the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom.
Welcome to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. I'm inviting you to listen to an hour of true stories told through songwriting, stories of hard-won survival and healing on the battlefield and back home. Veterans, active duty service members, and their families have composed hundreds of these songs at music therapy sessions in Tennessee. The Operation Song organization facilitates the sessions, putting those veterans at a table with renowned country songwriters. This hour, I'm bringing you the highlights. The professional songwriters involved in this have worked with Nashville royalty, Reba McEntire, Blake Shelton, and Keith Urban, but they say Operation Song is their greatest hit. Coming up, we're going to find out why. We're visiting a recording session after this break.
Remember all of us and the sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May.
This is Rodney Atkins, and you're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special.
Let's listen to that first chorus.
It was heavily...
In a Nashville studio called the Hit Pit, a song is taking shape. A singer steps into a vocal booth and records harmonies. He's wearing a baseball cap that's turned backwards so the brim won't hit the microphone, and he strums air guitar as he lays down a track.
That was the day a real soldier died.
Outside the booth, a couple of songwriters sit at the console. They've penned thousands of tunes, but today's is a standout. It's being recorded for an Operation Song album. The nonprofit organization has a new CD coming out with 14 tracks like this, co-written by veterans, their family members, and top Nashville talent. The organization helps military personnel deal with PTSD and other challenges. It's a unique type of music therapy. The lyrics are cathartic, based on deeply personal, often traumatic experiences.
My remorse is a permanent condition.
Operation Song started in 2012. Bob Regan founded it. He's a Grammy-nominated artist who's written hits for Trisha Yearwood, Keith Urban, and Billy Ray Cyrus. Regan is also an acclaimed guitar player, and he got the idea for Operation Song while touring military bases with the Nashville Songwriters Band. He was traveling the world, performing for U.S. troops.
I'm a civilian. I did not serve. And it just opened my eyes to the incredible age range of the veterans that are serving in the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The physical injuries, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury. So songwriters are kind of armchair therapists, and it's sort of our job to help sort out each other's experiences and make them make sense and give them some meaning. So that was my initial idea, and I just kind of went down to the VA, and I got to give a shout-out to Tina Haynes, the music therapist at the time at the VA, and we just started a group, and people came and started telling stories.
Okay.
Today, in this Nashville recording studio, they're working on a song based on the experiences of Paul Renner, a pilot from Cleveland, Tennessee.
Cobra helicopters on a deadly mission.
On December 19th, 1968, First Lieutenant Renner took off with a new acquaintance, a Chief Warrant Officer II, whose name was Ben Ide. Renner usually kept to himself, but something about Ben Ide made him want to sit and socialize.
Ben was new to the unit. I had been introduced to Ben. And that night, I just happened to run into him at the officers' club. He was telling me about his family, which normally I wouldn't sit around and discuss, show me pictures of his kids. Anyway, the night passed, the morning came, I went out to, went and checked the board in operations to make sure of the flight schedules, the times.
They told us blow that bridge, put it out of commission.
You hear stories about the hair standing up on the back of your neck. It truly did on mine that day. I thought something was bad, was getting ready to happen. Ben flew with me that day. I think this was maybe his second or third mission.
We took too many hits on that second run.
And And I was pretty much alone in Vietnam. I never wanted to get close to anybody because I never wanted this to happen, that where you lose someone or lose a friend that you've made.
That was the day a real soldier died.
I knew about shell shock and battle fatigue from World War II and some of the things my dad went through, but I didn't think that would happen to me. You know, when I go back and think about this particular incident, during the daytime, it's more in general terms. But when you're dreaming about this at night, it's very much in detail.
Now I have these dreams and we're back in the sky, together again on that endless flight, and he'll be there till the day I die.
The song becomes layered and complex as the recording session continues. The haunting vocals are mixed with powerful guitars and drums.
When we crashed to the ground, Charlie had won. A real soldier died. One was taken, the other survived. Now I have these dreams and we're back in the sky, together again on that endless flight. His last ride.
You know, I would write maybe 100 different lines for a song. I'm not a songwriter, probably never will be, but they sat down with me and we'd go through the 100 different lines and we'd pick out maybe 30 that could be placed into a song, and that's how we arrived at this song.
Sessions take place each week in multiple Tennessee cities: Nashville, Murfreesboro, Clarksville, and Chattanooga. Songwriters work alongside professional music therapists, and they help the veterans open up. Sometimes the veterans share memories they've never told anyone, not their wives, not their children.
We have a table. We pile the tables together, and we have three vets on one side, three vets on the other.
This is Don Goodman talking about what happens at the Chattanooga sessions. Goodman is a Grammy-nominated songwriter who's written hits for Blake Shelton, Alabama, and Lee Greenwood. Goodman got involved with Operation Song shortly after it started, and he says now it's become everything to him.
Harlan Howard, one of the greatest country songwriters who ever lived, he once described country music as three chords and the truth. Well, when you're sitting across the table from a guy whose life is one continuous nightmare, the truth hits the table. The truth is the hardest thing. It's the thing they let go of last.
To me, it's been as beneficial, if not more so, than my actual counseling. There's something about writing these feelings down. They just keep coming out, and the more you write, the more they come out.
One other acclaimed songwriter was involved in crafting this song. Steve Dean is a Grammy nominee who's written hits for Rodney Atkins, George Strait, and Reba McEntire. Dean says becoming part of this changed his life.
When there was a Vietnam War going on, I was too young to go. I always knew there was a war going on, but I didn't really know what it was or what it meant to these guys or what they had to go through. In writing these songs, it's been the most eye-opening experience I've ever had, and it's ongoing, too. I mean, there's no end in sight, and it's great.
The song is Ben's Last Ride. Paul Renner, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean wrote it. Matt Dame is the singer. It's the second track on the newly released CD from Operation Song Chattanooga. Now that we've heard parts of the song, let's listen to the complete version. That's coming up in a moment.
Support for the Operation Song Memorial Day special comes from the Medal of Honor Heritage Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Chattanooga was the backdrop during the Civil War for the actions that led to the very first Medal of Honor. Learn more about visiting the Medal of Honor Heritage Center in Chattanooga at mohm.org.
Cross the Laotian border at first light.
Such a beautiful morning for a gunfight. Cobra helicopters on a deadly mission. They told us blow that bridge, put it out of commission. It was heavily guarded, the Kong stood tall. Small arms and big guns, they fired them all. We took too many hits on that second run. When we crashed to the ground, Charlie had won. That was the day a real soldier died. One was taken, the other survived. Now I have these dreams and we're back in the sky. Take his last ride. In slow motion we went down fast. There were VC firing from the tall grass. Had my back up against that shot down Cobra. Raised in the neck, hit in the shoulder. The rescue chopper came in fast, but Ben was already a part of the past. Didn't do no good praying or wishing. My remorse is a permanent condition. That was the day a real soldier.
That was Ben's Last Ride. You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special, featuring songs from the battlefield and back home. Now we will meet Matthew Sumberg, a veteran who's in his 90s. His song is called Ensign Matthew, and his story takes place on a ship during World War II.
They call it kamikaze, meaning the divine tempest. We call them suicide planes, manned by pilots wearing the ceremonial red sash of the Kamikaze Corps. They specialize in one-way trips. Their destination, the deck or hull of any American ship under which plane, bombs, burning gasoline, and red-sashed pilot can crash.
This one plane came down, circle, and then down in the manner of a kamikaze. His canopy was back. He was that close to me. I'm telling you, I swear as I'm here. I looked into his eyes.
Barrel rolling zeros came out of the sun. So afraid but young and brave, we stood and fired our guns.
In 1941, a 17-year-old Jewish boy from upstate New York lied about his age and enlisted in the Navy. But rather than send him to war, the Navy sent him to Cornell University for 3 years of officer training in their midshipman school. He graduated from the program in the summer of 1944, one of the youngest ensigns in the Navy. The song he wrote with Don Goodman and Steve Dean is about an incident that occurred when the freighter was anchored off the coast of Okinawa. loaded with 2,200 tons of ammunition, it was waiting to be unloaded for use by the troops who were stationed on Okinawa before the invasion of Japan in 1945. The boat, chock full of live ammunition, was a sitting duck, as Matthew put it.
This was part of the D-Day plus two. They had put us over because of our cargo in a place called Kuramoreto. Imagine a beach with ships nosed up on this beach, side by side by side.
There were those who said no fleet could risk it, but the stakes were high. With Okinawa in our hands, we could control the China coast, send swarms of planes to smother Japan.
The Japanese had planes above that just circled out of our anti-aircraft range. They wore us down. I didn't get a night's sleep for 2 weeks and maybe more.
So it was a war of nerves.
It was a war of nerves, absolutely. I'm glad you used that term. That's exactly what it was. This one plane came down.
A struggle between men who want to die and men who fight to live.
And he came up our port side, that's the left side of the vessel, looking forward, and he did loopovers, bow overs like that. As he came level with where I was, I heard a oomp, oomp, and the aft twin Bofors, 40 millimeter, cut him to pieces. He just was pulverized. Those pieces landed on the main deck of my ship, and one of my gunner's mates, he said, "Hey, look what I got for you." Scooped him up, and I brought him home. That's my war souvenirs.
Helping on sinking us, we shot them down in flames. When the fight was over, the deck was covered with pieces of those planes. That was World War II, and now I'm 91. Alive and well, and looking back on things I have done.
But while that nerve-wracking encounter may well have been more than enough to scar a young man, it's not the reason Matthew still has nightmares about the war some 70 years later. Following that harrowing encounter with the kamikaze pilot, the freighter left Okinawa, loaded with troops, headed for Japan. They landed on the shore of Nagasaki just after the detonation of the second atomic bomb.
I was there on this mound of ashes. I said to Rungi, big Norwegian friend of mine from my ship, I said, "I've got to get on top of this and get a proper view of it." And I went up and I pivoted left and right. Everywhere I looked, I could see nothing but nothing. How can you see nothing when there's nothing? There was nothing. It had been absolutely obliterated. Then I heard a weeping, such a sound of a child that came out from behind this pile of ashes, little girl, and she was weeping. Oh, I'll never forget it. That was her country, you know.
I stood at Nagasaki on that crystallized sand and stared at the atrocity that man had done to man.
We had obliterated it. Was it necessary? Was it necessary to have done it in that way? Historians will be discussing that, I suppose, forever.
That was World War II, and now I'm 91, alive and well, and looking back on the things that I have done. When I think of all the lives we lost to keep this country free, I fall down on my knees and pray there'll never be a World War thing.
Operation Song gives us the chance to let you tell that story. The world needed to hear your words, Matt. I am honored that I had the chance to help you put them to music. Thank you, sir.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. This is a great event of my life.
And mine, sir.
God love you.
And you, sir.
That was Don Goodman. Goodman and Steve Dean are hit Nashville songwriters who co-wrote the song Ensign Matthew along with Matthew Sumberg. WUTC's Richard Winham wrote and narrated the story you just heard. Now that we know the story, let's give the entire song a listen. That's coming up right after this break.
Support for the Operation Song Memorial Day Special comes from the Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park, the first and largest national military park in America, encompassing more than 9,000 acres of battlefields, monuments, forest, and landscapes. Learn more at nps.gov/chch.
My name is Bob Regan with Operation Song, and if anyone out there would like to get in touch and learn more about the program, if you know somebody that might benefit, if you would like to talk about trying to bring Operation Song to your community, contact us at operationsong.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
I lied about my age. I was barely 17. A small town Jewish boy, young, dumb, and green. We sailed from New Orleans and the Gulf of Mexico. The Oklahoma 799 was on her way to Tokyo. Barrel rolling zeros came out of the sun. So afraid but young and brave, we stood and fired our guns. Helping on sinking us, we shot them down in flames. When the fight was over, the deck was covered with pieces of those planes. That was World War II, and now I'm 91. Alive and well and looking back on things I have done. Blood was the price to keep this country free. And if I'm still here, I proudly fight. If there's a World War III, I stood at Nagasaki on that crystallized sand and stared at the atrocity that man had done to man. Out of all of that insanity, Christianity. From the horrors of that war, I found peace. That was World War II, and now I'm 91. Alive and well and looking back on the things that I have done. When I think of all the lives we lost to keep this country free, I fall down on my knees and pray there'll never be a World War thing. No, no. When I think of all the life we've lost to keep this country free, I fall down on my knees and pray there'll never be a World War III.
You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special on WUTC. Visit WUTC.org to hear this again anytime. That's WUTC.org.
On July 16th, 2015, an unprecedented, unprovoked attack happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A homegrown terrorist named Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz opened fire on military centers in the city, killing four Marines and a Navy petty officer. Citywide, residents came together to mourn, create makeshift memorials, and support the families of the fallen. Weeks later, when two of the men were buried in the Chattanooga National Cemetery, thousands of people lined the streets during each funeral procession, holding up American flags and saluting. Operation Song pitched in as well. The nonprofit organization not only helps military personnel, Operation Song also reaches out to family members, offering therapeutic songwriting sessions. Lori Wyatt is the widow of Marine Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, and she shares the story behind the song she wrote. It's called Chattanooga Rain.
That morning was any normal morning. He got up, gave me a kiss, he left. He's running late like normal. I got up, got the kids ready for school, and I went to work, and I was at work, and I received a thing on my phone saying that somebody from our phone plan had dialed 911. I just figured maybe it was a mistake. And then I kept getting texts from other people asking if David was okay. And then I go, what's going on?
Residents of Chattanooga, Tennessee are in mourning over the mass shootings at two local military centers. The gunman killed people.
The alleged gunman, 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, began by shooting at a naval recruitment center. Police chased him several miles to a naval reserve center where he again opened fire. Several churches around the city held vigils, including the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul.
I found out around 7 o'clock that night. There's two Marines that came to the door. They told me basically what I already knew at that point, that there was a shooting. And so I asked him if he was gone, and they said yes.
Today in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a somber moment.
Late this afternoon, several churches and chapels rang their bells. They chimed five times, one for each of the military service members who died in the shootings.
Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Petty Officer Randall Smith, Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Lance Corporal Squire Wells, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt.
They were called the Fallen Five, and he was one of them.
My name is Don Goodman.
My name is Steve Dean. We had just been here because we come every Wednesday. And I heard about it that morning, and I just was shocked, you know.
When I first started seeing the coverage on TV, all you could see was a sea of red, white, and blue blowing in the wind.
At the site of the first shooting, the military recruiting office in a Chattanooga strip mall, a makeshift memorial to the victims gets bigger every day. There are hundreds of small American flags, red, white, and blue balloons, signs, and pictures of the victims.
A sea of red, white, and blue was blowing in the wind.
I've been a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee for 45 years. Written 2,000 or 3,000 songs in order to come up with a handful you might recognize.
Yeah, I've actually just followed right along in Don's footsteps. I've been in Nashville since 1982 in the business, and I'm the same way. I've written thousands of songs.
Lori came to us, and she said, I want to make sure that he is never forgotten.
Musicians and songwriters, welcome to Operation Song.
Being a part of Operation Song and getting to write with these veterans, these active duties, these family members, these people like Lori, it's made songwriting so special.
You see that table? There's six people and there's two boxes of Kleenex. We go through them every week.
They ask questions. There's a counselor there.
Did you have much experience writing, you know, song lyrics or poetry or anything like that?
No, not at all. We did the first session, and then they asked me to type up more feelings, and so I sent them like six pages of feelings, essentially.
He loved his country, his family and friends, his brothers in the Corps, his kids and me.
I wanted to be remembered for who he was. He was a good dad. He was good at his job. He was a hero. But he also, like, on a day-to-day, he was there for his kids and his friends, and just a good guy who wanted to do the right things.
I was blessed to be his wife, forced to say goodbye, and I cried Chattanooga Red.
It's been a somber week. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, the funeral for Marine Staff Sergeant David Wyatt was held yesterday.
The private service was only for family, friends, and dignitaries, so thousands of people lined the streets for 20 miles between the church and the Chattanooga National Cemetery to pay their own respects. Tandra Bell was somber as she waited in the 90-degree heat to honor Staff Sergeant Wyatt.
Well, I am an American, and of course, when this happened, I felt lost also.
Mike Wooden says he wanted Wyatt's family to know Chattanooga loves them. He also thought it could help change the city's focus away from the tragedy.
I don't want to say closure, but I think with people coming together like this, we're going to be united.
Wyatt grew up in Arkansas, but his family wanted to bury him here in Chattanooga because of his love of the community and the community's outpouring of support.
So many strangers, their faces were all the same. Every eye was filled with Chattanooga rain.
Chattanooga rain represents the tears that we've all shed over this, the town, my family, my friends, all of us. We drove in the procession. I remember this one woman, she saw me, and as soon as she saw me, she reached out and she just was weeping. And these people were crying just as hard as we were over this loss. And I mean, my heart broke for them just seeing how emotional they were, how hard it was for them. And Chattanooga rain, I think it tells my story. I hope that it offers some inspiration to people, knowing that even though these times are hard, that there is people there for you to help you after. And it tells my story of how hard it was. And I think they did a good job representing that.
I remember saying to Lori, you know, I know this is painful for you. I know this is hard for you. And she says, no, it's something I've got to do. She took her song from her heart and wanted to share it with everyone.
I'll always see you. Through the Chattanooga rain.
That was Minnie Murphy singing Chattanooga Rain, written by Lori Wyatt, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean. In just a moment, we'll hear the complete studio version of Chattanooga Rain.
This is WUTC 88, a community service of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
My name is Bob Regan with Operation Song, and if anyone out there would like to get in touch and learn more about the program, if you know somebody that might benefit, if you would like to talk about trying to bring Operation Song to your community, contact us at operationsong.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
He loved his country, his friends and family, his brothers in the Corps, his kids and me. Now he lies here in a field of stone, and this mountain town will always be our home. I was blessed to be his wife, forced to say goodbye, and I cried. Family and friends, thanking God for each and every one of them. Knowing in my heart my life will never be the same. My tears fall down like Chattanooga rain. When I told my children that Daddy's gone, it broke my heart. To be the one to tear their world apart, I'll see them cry the rest of my life. The streets were lined and signs, blue skies. Chattanooga Red. Say goodbye. One more kiss, one more night. Every time I think of you, or someone says your name, I'll see you through the Chattanooga rain.
Support for the Operation Song Memorial Day Special comes from the Medal of Honor Heritage Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where stories of more than 3,400 recipients of the medal are housed, representing the ultimate examples of heroism, bravery, and sacrifice. Learn more about visiting the Medal of Honor Heritage Center in Chattanooga at mohm.org.
You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Throughout this hour, we've heard songs from a Vietnam veteran, a World War II veteran, and the widow of a fallen hero. They all co-wrote their songs with professionals from Nashville, Tennessee. That's what Operation Song does. The nonprofit's mission is to empower people to tell their stories through the process of songwriting in creative and therapeutic settings. Our final song for this hour is Last Monday in May. It's about this very holiday. 8 people wrote Last Monday in May, including Operation Song founder Bob Regan.
It occurred to me I'd never heard a song about Memorial Day. And every year it's the last Monday in May, and that alliterates, so that's like catnip to a songwriter. And I just had the idea of doing each verse about a different conflict.
From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan.
It's like reading a history book. It's a 3.5-minute history lesson.
This is songwriter Don Goodman.
It personified something we hear all the time. It's a same story, different war.
I fought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War I turned into two. Argonne into Pelham.
Operation Song participant Jimmy Ray Sells remembers the first time he heard Last Monday in May.
I walked into the therapy room. The therapist there at that time at the VA at Murfreesboro, she was playing this. And at that time, I was a time bomb anyway.
Sells had gone there because of PTSD. He'd served in Vietnam in the Navy. After he returned to civilian life, he became reclusive, wanting to just go home and close the blinds. He suffered flashbacks at night. A VA psychologist recommended music therapy, and he attended an Operation Song session. At that first session, listening to a recording of Last Monday in May, he was deeply affected.
I left the room. I walked out on, campus there, and I walked around, and I just broke down.
So what was it that affected you so much?
Oh, just the, all of it. All of it. I had 2 great uncles in World War I in the Argonne. 3 uncles in World War II, 1 on the first wave on D-Day. And then from my experiences, the part where it says a chopper went down.
The chopper went down in Iraq. One more week and I'd made it back.
Now Jimmy Ray Sells is lending his voice to this very song. You're hearing him right now singing Last Monday in May. He was moved by it, and now he can share that feeling with others by performing this song. He says during those dark times after serving in the Navy, he didn't touch his guitar, but Operation Song rekindled his passion for performing.
After getting involved with Operation Song, then I drug out the old guitar again, and it's just kept me going. It's something to wake up for every day now.
The last Monday in May, the last Monday in May.
Last year, on Memorial Day, Jimmy Ray Sells performed the song live in Washington, D.C., along with Bob Regan and Iraq veteran Ian Wagner. They sang at the World War II Monument and the Memorial Day Parade pre-show. This year, they're back in the nation's capital, doing an encore. Coming up, we'll hear a version of the song that features the voices of Jimmy Ray Sells, Ian Wagner, and Ward Davis. Stay tuned.
This is Jimmy Wayne, and you're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special.
Support for the Operation Song Memorial Day Special comes from the Medal of Honor Heritage Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Chattanooga was the backdrop during the Civil War for the actions that led to the very first Medal of Honor. Learn more about visiting the Medal of Honor Heritage Center in Chattanooga at mohm.org.
My name is Bob Regan with Operation Song, and if anyone out there would like to get in touch and learn more about the program, if you know somebody that might benefit, if you would like to talk about trying to bring Operation Song to your community, contact us at operationsong.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Took a musket ball in Chancellorsville. I went down and I lie here still. Underneath a cross of stone, the world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems everyone's forgotten me, till the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May.
I bought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War I turned into two, are gone into Pelham. It's hard to rest so far from home, but one day a year I'm not alone. The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory weighs on the last Monday in May. From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan, in whatever wars are yet to be, we'll fight to keep our country free.
My chopper went down in Iraq. One more week I'd have made it back. Now my war
rest in peace in Arlington. My wife is here most days with me. Won't you come and keep us company? The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves. Remember those who died and the sacrifices made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.
That was Last Monday in May, written by Bob Regan, Don Goodman, and several veterans, Todd Foster, Joe Shulman, Ron Sharp, Ricky Smith, William Wooldridge, and William Mathis. We've reached the end of the Operation Song Memorial Day special. We hope you've enjoyed this hour. We'd like to hear from you. You can reach Operation Song at operationsong.org. To participate in these songwriting sessions, all you need is your experience and a story. No musical experience is required. WUTC 88.1 FM produced this special. We're the NPR affiliate in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can find us at WUTC.org. The full special is on our website if you'd like to hear it again. We welcome your comments. That's WUTC.org. Our executive producers are Mary Ollie Newman, Richard Winham, and me, Michael Edward Miller. A big thank you to Operation Song, the nonprofit organization making these weekly songwriting sessions possible. Thank you, Operation Song founder and director Bob Regan, and the Chattanooga Operation Song team, Bobby Standerfer, Ann Myers, Don Goodman, Steve Dean, and Lauren Brooks.
Remember all of us and the sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday.